Maybe that sound triggers you because it's the sound of the forest at night. You're camping. Something wild happened. Maybe, you know, leaf cutter ants didn't dismantle your tent like they did Paul's.
Poor Paul.
Poor Paul.
Really worth watching the video, though.
Yeah.
And reading the comments. It's up at WDJX.com.
But did you have any sort of crazy camping stories? I was in the Scouts, I was saying, and have camped many different places. I remember one time I got so frustrated because they basically said, hey, just pitch your tent over there in that field and come back here. I was maybe 13, 14 years old. I couldn't get my tent pitched. I got so frustrated that I told my mom we're leaving. And she was like, and she didn't say, no, you know, pitch the tent, get it done. She was like, all right, let's okay. go.
And this is when she realized that camping sucks too.
Yeah, she was like, all right, let's go.
All right, I like my bed better.
Another Paul messaged us and said, I have a Jack Russell dog that we took camping with us in Pennsylvania for the first time last year. It was late in the season, campground's pretty deserted. We had him off the leash. One afternoon, we were sitting by the campfire with him in my lap when we look up and see a black bear with two cubs walking the trail towards us.
Oh, no, sir.
As my partner and I sit very still, observe the majesty of this wild family, my dog decides it would be a great idea to leap off my lap and charge this bear.
Well, absolutely, that's what you do. You do that to the mailman, everybody walking by in the neighborhood. Of course, you do that to a bear, of course.
He continues, keep in mind my Jack Russell is all of 23 pounds, and this bear is the size of a minivan.
Yeah. Doesn't matter, though.
When I caught up with my dog, the bear was nowhere in sight. Needless to say, he spent the rest of the weekend on the leash while I recovered from my heart attack.
Sure, yes. Yeah, no. If you own a small dog, as I do, you know they bring big dog energy.
Yeah, I mean,
they bring big bear energy. They don't care. Yeah, they think they're that size, too.
They've got their own BDE, that's for sure. Wendy said,
got another one. Wendy said, my boyfriend and I were camping and decided to walk to the lake at night. Got there, hung out, then left. Walking back, I heard something moving right beside us.
Mm-hmm.
So I shone my light. There was a big porcupine waddling right beside us.
Oh,
we stayed
buddy.
Still for a bit and then let it go before continuing on.
That would be freaky to see. Like, can't they shoot their little spiny things towards you?
Their quills.
Yeah, their quills. Can't they like actually shoot them like daggers?
I feel like sure. They're like a bit like Avengers.
Did you say I feel like sure?
Sure. Yeah. Why not? That sounds right.
Sounds right.
Sounds good.
That sounds right. What are your crazy?
Sounds like a reason why I don't want to be walking near one.
Yeah. What are your crazy camping stories? Dave said while camping a while ago, my friend swatted a skunk in the face with a stick because it wouldn't leave us alone.
Oh, that is not. Oh, we don't make it mad.
It left us alone after that. Didn't spray.
Really?
It smelled more like onions than whatever skunks normally smell like. Wow.
Really?
I'd say Dave, you lucked out there.
Oh wow. Okay, so are we saying do what Dave did? I don't know. That sounds successful. Oh, dang. Tom said I ran into roving hordes of raccoons at our car camping site.
Okay.
They were literally coming right up to us, fearless in the middle of the night.
Okay.
One raccoon isn't that scary, but 20 to 30 of them unsettling, to say the least.
Could you imagine shining your flashlight and just seeing hundreds of...
An army of raccoons? Nope.
Yeah, hundreds of little beady eyes staring back at you.
Adding that to my list, long list, of reasons why I don't camp.
Yeah, one last one from Chris. Not knowing a friend of mine sleepwalked and waking up in the middle of the night to find him standing in the middle of the tent with his eyes closed, face pointing up at the sky like he was having a divine conversation and screaming, who's out there?
Oh, my God.
Show yourself!
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And then lied back down. No amount of, hey, man, what the heck's going on?
Yeah,
could get him to answer why he was acting like he was possessed.
Yep, nope, I'd be packing up and leaving real quick.
Yeah.
Because like, that's exactly what I'm thinking, he's possessed.
Right, right?
Yep. Nope.
Oh, shoot.
Nope,
that's funny.
Nope.
All right, good stories there.